And welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We're creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And I will have to tell you, I was on a red-eye flight. I feel like I have literally crossed over from the Underground Railroad. It was a whole day of activity trying to get to the airport. My passport expired during the pandemic. I did the whole rush service to get it back up and going, even though I wasn't going anywhere, but I wanted it to be available for use whenever I started traveling again. And then my global entry, which includes TSA, so you can get expedited service when you get leave the country, come back into the country, and or when you're just getting on any domestic flight. And so I got that all renewed right at the beginning of the shutdown back in April of 2020. And it took a whole year and then some to get an appointment so that I could complete the process, get my fingerprints done and all that. So that started out, got to the airport. I was hoping to get on a flight within 3 hours. That flight was full, so I was still on my confirmed flight, which was 6 hours, leaving 6 hours after I got to the airport. And then I got on my flight and slept the whole way to my next location. And what I am seeing across the board is this is not the time to quit. And I have often said, quit when you quit, but don't quit before you quit. And I think a lot of us now, we're getting into the winter months, and some people may not realize that the winter months can come along with some level of diffusion, depression, digression, regression. And I don't want you to take that personally. I want you to know that you have to stay here and you have to believe in you. As a matter of fact, I have seen so many posts on the same day back to back. So that lets me know that what may be happening right now may be happening to lots of folks. I saw a post by my good friend Don Juan. He runs all of Candy Burris's affairs. And he says, it's a full-time job believing in yourself. No days off. You cannot take the day off. As a matter of fact, this is not only the season of the harvest. The harvest is here. The time is now. But today is as good a day as any for you to get reconnected with what you want, for you to believe it again, for you to forget your doubts, and for you to get the why nots, and for you to adopt the why can I. I've been saying, speak what you seek until you see what you say. If the only thing you can do every single day is speak what it is that you want. Now, of course, you got to take some action. Knowledge is not power until it is put into action. But start to just believe in yourself. I saw another post. Actually, this was my post, and it said, wait on God. Wait on him with integrity. Wait on him for your mate. Wait on him for your man. Wait on him for your missus. Wait on him for your money. Wait on him for your mission. But also wait on him with excellence. God is not promoting powders. You've heard me say that. I saw another post, and I did a whole, session on that. But I saw another post, and it says, you can watch me, mock me, block me, or join me. What you cannot do is stop me. Come on now. Now, let me tell you, if you are unstoppable, then that means when they kick you down, get back up. When you get disappointed, figure something else out. When you get told no, check it off. Because all you need is one yes to get where it is that you are trying to go. So I am encouraging us in this season of the harvest to breathe. I'm encouraging us to believe. I'm encouraging us to connect. I'm encouraging us to hold ourselves and each other accountable. So I'm going to share a checklist of some things that I think we need to, take a look at as we hit the reset button and close out 1 year and get ready to embark upon another, or close out one season and get ready to embark upon another, or close out one month and get ready to embark upon another, or close out one day and get ready to embark upon another. So the first thing I'm going to say to you on this checklist, I'm going to tell you to breathe. Breathe. Okay? Take a deep breath. As I have been encountering people who are losing their faith and people who are allowing just daily life to intercept what they believe, I'm finding people are talking about anxiety and people are talking about panic attacks and people are talking about, not to mention COVID, literally takes your breath away. I want to remind you to breathe. Take one breath at a time. Take one deep breath when you are fearful. Take one deep breath when you are unclear. Take one deep breath when you get confused. Take one deep breath when you get angry and you want to beat somebody down. Breathe. Take a deep breath. The very first act of life that God gave us, he breathed into Adam. He breathed. And so I'm going to tell you to breathe. If you are running all over the place and you don't know what you're doing and you don't know where you're headed, you don't know what you're going, take a deep breath. Take one deep breath and just breathe. Now, I'm not going to tell you to go into everything else. Now, all of my peers and friends and everybody does meditation, yoga, and all of that kind of stuff. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm trying to get there. I will get there. My quiet moments are unintentional yet persistent. They're unintentional but consistent, meaning I don't really give a lot of thought to my quiet moments. They just happen. I tend to talk a lot on the radio, talk a lot on TV, talk a lot when I'm talking to people, but when I'm not doing that, I'm very quiet. And in fact, a lot of times people think I'm busy, and I'm not busy. I'm just quiet, okay? So no matter what your breath looks like, whether that be on your way to work, whether that be while you are preparing a meal for yourself or your family, whether that be at your desk on your job, whether that be at the plant, whatever it is, take that breath. It gives you an opportunity to reset. It gives you an opportunity to reconsider. And it gives you an opportunity to restart, to do over what it is that you either were going to do or that you may have done that was off. So we're talking about being in the harvest. We're talking about manifestation. And the first thing on that checklist that I want you to do is breathe. Okay. The next thing I want you to do after you breathe is speak something positive to yourself about yourself. Okay. Speak something positive to yourself about yourself. I'm going to talk more about that. In the meantime, I want you to go to asklynn.org if you need help. And I'm going to get us ready because we have to take a break. And you know what? Don't turn that dial because we'll be right back. Speak something positive. In the meantime, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Be right back.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We are talking about the harvest. It's here. The time is now. We've been talking about it. We're going to keep talking about it because that's what it is. I want you to know this season. And this pandemic has established an era. This is an era of time. This is a time of shifting, a time of change, and a time for you to get everything that you've ever believed that you've wanted for yourself. So just going through a checklist of things that I want you to do. One was breathe. Two say something good to yourself about yourself. How many of us do that? We wake up every day with our problems. We wake up with the people who have irritated us. We wake up with our worries, our anxiety. We wake up with our checklist. We wake up with our agenda. But do you wake up with kind thoughts about yourself? We wake up praying. There are people who wake up the first thing they do. I have people, oh, I can't talk to you. I got to pray, which I've always thought that was just a little odd, because if you had to pray, then why'd you even pick up the phone? But that's a whole nother story. I just talk to God all the time, so no judgment. But I know people who will pray, but then not progress. So if you're praying, what are you saying to God? But also, what are you saying to yourself? Find those things. I am tall. I am short. I am strong. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am whole. I am given a giving person. I am free, loved, kind, protected, productive, successful, loyal, truthful, global. I am love. What is it that you are going to say about yourself? These are the things you want to hold on to. These are the things you want to put on a sheet of paper. Have it spread around the room. Put it on the wall. Post something on your mirror. Get some post-it notes. You don't have any tape. Post-it notes make it very, very easy to different colors. Maybe all of your blue post-it notes talk about your faith. Maybe all of your green post-it notes talk about your money. Maybe all of your yellow post-it notes talk about God. Come up with a system to remind yourself about how good you are, how great you are, and how wonderful you are to yourself, about yourself. Now, don't let that move over into cockiness and ego and, narcissism and all that kind of stuff. But do love yourself and give yourself the love that you want others to give to you. Give yourself the compliments that you want others to see. Start with yourself. Say something good to yourself. Once you do that, I want you to figure out how what you have said about yourself helps you to create something that you need. That's something that you need could be money. That's something that you need could be a job. That's something that you need could be support, a supportive relationship. That's something that you need could be connection. That's something that you need could be friendship. You know, I remember meeting one of my very, very good friends. This was way back in 2003. And she was the cheerleading connection for my daughter's cheerleading team. And she got the uniforms and things. And when I met her, I thought she was just such a nice person. Now, I wasn't looking for any friends. I wasn't like, you know, on the prowl, like saying, hey, where can I find a friend? But when I interacted with her, and I'll never forget, she walked up. I was like, wow, that would be such a great friend to have. I said that because I knew that I was a good friend. I knew that I was a giver. And I knew that when people come into my life, I help them elevate. And so that was something good about me that could also be leveraged to get something that I clearly wanted. And she is my spiritual mother. Many of you have worked with her, and we have, you know, taken family, you know, trips and all those kind of things together. Our kids have grown up together. Our families love and nurture each other. And I said all of that to say, say something about yourself and then figure out how you can use that to get what you need. If you are good with crafts, arts and crafts, does that then position you to go get a job at a school or a community center, to create something for other people, to start some kind of online store with products and services? What can you do after you breathe and after you say something good to yourself about yourself? How can you now take those things and allow them to work for you in one way or the other? One of the things that I looked at, and I'm going to bring her on later in the show, this person, and you've talked to her so many times, you've listened to us talk so many times, but I saw so many great qualities in MC Light. Clearly, yes, she was a legend, an icon in the rap industry, but she had a great voice, powerful and strong. She was extremely creative. She was a resource, basically, pit. Like, she's a pit of resources, I should say, in terms of just being able to connect the dots and so on and so forth and get you from one step to the next. What can she use all of those skills for? And so it's led her into multiple different areas of entertainment and business and life and philanthropy and us giving away scholarships to educate our men scholars and so on and so forth. But what I'm telling you is I wasn't there in the very beginning, but I was there in the new beginning. And in the new beginning, she had to take a deep breath. In the new beginning, she had to identify and say some things about herself. And in the new beginning, we then had to start to use those things or leverage those things to get what it is that she wanted. And you are no different. Okay? So don't let this time that's coming upon us cause you anxiety or fear because you don't have enough of what you think you need. Don't let this time, cause you to feel untoward towards people because they didn't do what you wanted them to do. Let this time be a time to reflect, to renew, and to rejuvenate all of the things that you see good and wonderful for yourself. And you know what? I got a real nice treat after the break. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. It's the Millionaire's Roundtable on WVON. But don't turn that dial because we'll be back after the break.
Monday, a little check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Then let your summer tell you what you need to do. She is a mortgage guru, no doubt about it. She knows her stuff. Hey, the girl is tough. She's gonna give you the real deal in money, credit, and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait. Live a check to Monday. Hey, check to Monday, a living check to Monday, a living check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaire's Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Now, I know you have heard of Fred and Barney Flintstone. I know that you have heard of Bonnie and Clyde. I know that you have heard of Tom and Jerry. And I know that you have heard of Laverne and Shirley. Well, I have MC Light with us. And she has a new TV show called Partners in Rhyme. And I would say that I'm her partner in rhyme. So we're probably like the Laverne and Shirley version that I talked about. But she also has a real life partner in rhyme, and that is the amazing and wonderful Precious. She is on that show on ABC with Brandy and Eve and all those folks. But guess what? We got her first. And Light, you and Precious, your show airs tomorrow. Exciting, exciting. Tell us all about Partners in Rhyme.
Partners in Rhyme was just a dream. You know, it was a dream in the very beginning, with Wayne Connolly and I coming up with the concept of this young, you know, female rapper needing the help of a legendary rapper who had actually done it all before. And so here you have the true school. That's what we call true. We don't call old school old school. We call old school true school.
Oh, we true school now? Okay,
now. We true school, girl. We true school.
All right.
And so it is the dichotomy of dealing with both of those mindsets. And somewhere in there, it's finding compassion and understanding for those who don't think like you do. And so because she's entering into the business, the character of Luscious and the character of Lana has already done it, they go back and forth about what is the right way to do it. And so it's a lot for each of them to learn. The Lana character, she has to learn that even though things worked a certain way for her years in the business, doesn't mean that they have to be presented the same way in order to work. And for the younger character, it's about being able to take heed to pitfalls that someone else may have gone through that you don't necessarily have to go through. And I know, Lynn, you say this all the time. I don't have to experience something to learn whether it's good or bad for me. Somebody can say, this ain't the right way to go, and you'll take heed to that. So it's just a lot of that, but it's all true to life experiences that happen in the music business and that happen in family and in relationships and father-daughter dynamics and brother-sister, sibling dynamics. And there's comedy all over it. So we get to address some real topics, but we get to have fun as well.
Wow. So amazing. So, I think growing up watching television, Different Strokes, The Facts of Life, Dynasty, Knots Landing, all of that stuff, Dallas, The Cosby Show, whatever it was. I don't know if I had a concept that people actually had to come together and everything that goes along behind the scenes and all the people that make a TV show happen. They're like five people on the screen, but it's about 100 of us behind the scenes. And I am I'm one of those people behind the scenes in this. And thank you so much for, trusting me with this endeavor. I am the president of a TV and film production firm in Hollywood. Jesus, can you tell me anything that he cannot do? Yes, he can do it. Won't he will? Can he can? Won't he will and can he can? Since we coming up with all kind, won't he will and can he can? I think I'm gonna get a T-shirt with that on it. But there are so many people behind the scenes. How did you hook up with executive producer extraordinaire Bentley Evans of Martin and the Jamie Foxx show and all the great things he's done? How did that happen?
Well, Bentley and I have known each other forever, since the 90s when he was doing Martin. I had been on his set many times, and he always had an open door for, ideas and anything that I might have had going that we both could do together. So we were really brewing with the concept of working together. And so when this came, when I got the thought of reviving an idea that Wayne Connolly and I had come up with, I called him up, we sat down, we met at a deli, a very famous deli in Los Angeles. We sat and we thought about what it would mean to create the show and take it even further than the beginning, than the seed. So I would just say to anybody, if you have an idea and somebody comes to you with a way to make it better, a way to broaden it out, or even alter it, be open, remain open, because the first idea isn't always the one that is, the one you go with. It could just be the thing that catapulted it. It could be the idea that gets it all started, the launch pad, and that's what it was. And so we sat there, we dove deep into the concept, and then we met and we wrote. And then the next thing you know, we had this whole script that he and I co-wrote together, which was fantastic. And then he has a room full of writers. And so it was really God at work, girl. I can't even tell you. It was nothing else.
Let me tell you what I heard. I heard how important it is to make, first of all, to have relationships with people who are in the industry or the area where you want to be. It is important to let those relationships just naturally be whatever they're going to become. I think so many times, you know, let's just say somebody wants to be a motivational speaker. And so somehow they connect with me, Lynn Richardson. And if they don't become a speaker in a month or two or 3 or 4 years, they deem that the time was invaluable, what have you. And sometimes with these things, you just have to be patient and wait for your season of opportunity to manifest itself. Because when God has something for you and that person to do, you're the only one who can stop it. And so what I saw was relationship. But what I also saw is that you guys met, you had a business meal, business lunch, business dinner, whatever it was. And you killed two birds with one stone, or three birds. You reconnected as potential business partners. You talked about an idea and you ate a meal. And I think it's so important for us to realize as business people that sometimes in order to get the thing done, you have to figure out a way to combine two or three things happening. And then the third thing that I say, and I want you to speak to this, like, because you're such a great example of this, and I know your show is going to just give so many lessons. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the content and what was your driving force for your content. But you all actually took some steps towards what it is you wanted to create, and you followed through, and you held each other accountable, and you brought other people on board, and so on and so forth. So thank you for that. Talk to us about your show, because, you know, there are no rules now in the world. You could just say what you want to say. You could do what you want to do. You can show whatever body part you want to show anywhere, anytime. Like, it's just like kind of ridiculous. Talk to us about the content of Partners in Rhyme and what you were hoping to achieve.
Well, I wanted to make a family show, Lynn, honestly. I remember watching Facts of Life and Different Strokes and Hello, Larry, and Once Upon a Time, or One Day at a Time. That was one of my favorites. It was a single mother raising two young girls, and it was tough for her, and they were high school, you know, but it was all done with teaching a lesson, but doing it in a very accessible way. It made it accessible to everyone. And even though this is an SVOD, which stands for streaming video on demand, and you can basically do, show, say whatever you want, I wanted to keep it PG. I wanted everybody to be able to see this. I didn't want any adults who were watching it to be afraid that their child might enter the room. I wanted it to be safe programming. That's what this was all about for me. So there were times, you know, dealing with the team of writers who are now given the opportunity for freedom, you know, because most, writers are so confined with what it is that they can do per what is allowed with the particular network, that once you have a chance for freedom, you want to exercise it, and you want to say whatever for nothing. And I'm like, no, we're not going to use these types of words for nothing. One, I've been given an opportunity that I've been waiting for, you know, my whole life, to have my own show that I executive produce, co-create, and act on. Like, I want to be there for it all, and I don't want to spike the nose off my face. I want it to be free and open. So I didn't come this far to do something that would then limit me. I made that clear to them. I also told them that this show was sold without a script. And that's because they know MC Light, and they know my brand. They know what I'm going to bring. They know that I speak to their audience already. So I don't want to do something that deviates from what it is that I bring. So I told them that. And I also shared with them, listen, you may have never worked on a show that was worthy of an NAACP Image Award, but I sure as hell want to be involved with one. So why not set us up for a win like that, rather than to, you know, create something and then have doors close because we have profanity, or because it's not smart comedy and we dig low with sexual innuendos and things that really don't have any place here. So I had a real heart-to-heart with them, and they agreed, and, you know, we were able to push forth and bring some creativity to the project, whereas, you know, those low-hanging jokes that are so easily attainable, we stayed away from.
Listen, everybody, you get to create what God has for you, the vision. You can see it. You can stick to it. And, you know, we have just been, God has been so good. And I just want to congratulate you on this. I'm excited to be an executive producer alongside you. I'm excited about this partnership. But more importantly, I'm excited about, you know, everybody who gets to work. And I'm excited about setting an example for those who someday want to spread their wings. So, of course, there's two places you guys got to go. You got to go to Von TV to watch the Millionaires Roundtable and Debtors Court. Yes, there is a visual Millionaires Roundtable at Von TV. Debtors Court is at Von TV. And we want you to also watch Partners in Rhyme, starring MC Light on All Black. So, show launches November 18th. And we'll be right there with our popcorn and our laugh. So thank you so much, Light. Hey, hey, everybody. We have to take a break, but I'll be right back. WVON.
Sync your life with Denise Wiggins and Lip Sync Cosmetics. Do you need extra cash? Want to start a home-based business known around the globe? Do you want to join a sisterhood that is growing by leaps and bounds? Then become a Lip Sync Cosmetic Ambassador. Visit www.lipsyncosmetics.com. That's www.lipsynkcosmetics.com. And submit your ambassador application today.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we're creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time, and that means you. Now is a great time to get your finances in order. And if they are already in order, it may be a good time to look at what you have to see if what you have is going to take you where you are trying to go. You can do that on my website, AskLynn.org. You can do that on my website, AskLynn.org. And of course, you can text your home buying questions to me. You can text your home buying questions to me at 818-651-8854. 818-651-8854 is where you can text those home buying questions. And you can send all your other questions to AskLynn.org. So we started off. We've been in the harvest. The season is upon us, and we are in it. And we have the opportunity to grow in it and manifest in it. I started off with a checklist. I said, breathe. Number two, say something good to yourself. Number one, breathe. Number two, say something good to yourself about yourself. And allow those things that you said about yourself to be the leverage to get where you're trying to go. The third thing that I'm going to say, And MC Light has shown us such a great example of that, and you know, has so very, very proud of all the work that she's doing. So very proud of WVON, Von TV, all the things that we're doing as well. And so I'm telling you all, you're on the right team. The third thing is write a checklist. Write a checklist. What do you want to do today? I know the day is already happening. What do you want to do for the rest of it? What do you want to get accomplished this week? What do you want to get accomplished this month? What do you want to get accomplished in the next quarter? What do you want to get accomplished over the holidays? What do you want to get accomplished in the next summer? What do you want to get accomplished next spring? What do you want to do? Write a checklist. Write a checklist. I say, speak what you seek until you see what you say. That was that. But now, knowledge is not power until it's put into action. Let those words look back at you so that they will give you the impetus to do what you say. And the beautiful thing about a checklist is it's not complete until you check everything off. So all you have to do is look at it in order to allow it to manifest. Because as you look at it and you say, okay, let me do this. And then you come back and you say, let me do that. It really becomes the impetus by which you are able to regulate. Now, during my heavy, heavy, heavy working days, when I was working, 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 I had a checklist every day, all the time for everything. You could literally look at my life probably for the past 15 years and see what I did all the time. As I got more relaxed, right? And put people in place and things in place. And really, you know, I've taken some time as a result of COVID and as a result of the pandemic. I've been very blessed to have stayed healthy. My husband has stayed healthy. But I see what's happening around me, and I've been very blessed to be able to sit back and take a deep breath, like literally, and stop moving around so much. And so with that, because I'm not moving as much, I'm not making as many long checklists as I used to make. But I'm telling you, I'm starting to think about what's next. What do I need to do? What do I need to grow? What do I need to improve? And writing what it is that you want is a part of it. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain so the reader can run with it. And there are two readers who need to run. You are the reader who reads back what you wrote, and other people who you need to help you on your team. All right. If they don't see it, how are they going to make it manifest? If they don't do it, if they aren't reminded of it, then how are they going to make it manifest? And for those of you who have businesses and you've put things together and you've got folks and you've taught them and everything, remember, you have to inspect what you expect. So if you taught somebody something or told them what to do and they started off doing it and now they're not, let's go back to what we wrote. Let's go read what we discussed. Let's go back over our notes. And so these are some simple things, because we're looking for, how am I going to get to the next level? I get so many people who send messages. They want to change their money. They want to change their mind. They want to change their relationships. They want to change their job. And they're looking for the big aha. They're looking for the big things, but it's actually some very small, basic things that we can all put in place, no matter who we are, where we are, or what path we are currently on in life. We can all take a deep breath. We can all say something good to ourselves, about ourselves, and leverage those things to get to where we're trying to go. And we can all write. Okay, we can write those thoughts. Thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. Y'all know what I'm going to say before I say it. I already know. So let's get a plan going. Let's start to think about what we're going to do in this next season. Let's start to think about the dreams we want. Let's start to think about the dreams that we have for ourselves and for others. And let's start to think about how we're going to work on them together. So I want you to go to asklynn.org. That's right. Asklynn, asklynn.org. Lay your burdens there. Lay your cares there. Put your thoughts there and your questions. And as you know, I am always happy to hear what you have to say and see what I can do to help you get where you're trying to go. Follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Listen to this show again at WVON.com or LynnMillionaire.com. And hey, have a blessed day. Go out there, get them, take a deep breath, say something good to yourself, and write. You know what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. And guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.